The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you? Kind of wish I was in the studio for Whiskey Thursday.
You know what?
Very jealous.
We wish you were here too. Just saying.
Well, I will have to be one day. Keep me a wee dram, especially if it's a smoky one.
Yeah. Listen, can we get to some news? Hamas is on alert and vows revenge after overnight escalation. Give us a background to this.
Firstly, hi, Rolene.
Oh, hold on. Luba Maikiso is in studio with us. He's been hosting, co-hosting the whole afternoon.
Oh, well, you know, I have a special place in my heart for Luba, and I just want to thank Luba and everybody from the Christian community for everything that you do for Israel. It is simply extraordinary. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words, which doesn't happen too often, but you guys are just simply magnificent.
It's a pleasure, really.
Ditto, why is your mic not on?
Mine.
Oh, now she can hear you.
She can.
Now she can hear you.
So
all
maybe
right.
It's the whiskey.
But you heard her. Okay, so Rolene, let's talk about Hamas.
Well, it looks like we could be heading, unfortunately, soon into an escalation. You know, we were literally minutes away from a serious conflagration this past weekend, and the very, very fragile ceasefire was broken yesterday when snipers shot at Israeli soldiers that were patrolling along the border. Thank goodness the soldier that was injured yesterday was only moderately wounded and not more seriously, but Israel responded with retaliatory strikes with IDF tanks and planes, and multiple Hamas installations were struck, and three members of Hamas were killed. And the military wing, the Izzedine al-Qassam Brigades, have announced that they are going on high alert, and they are saying that they are expecting a full-blown war with Israel. Now, in the past, it has been said that it's not in Hamas's best interest to try and draw Israel into a kind of war situation. But there's also a side that we've seen lately, kind of like controlled violence, where we will have a volley or a barrage of rockets and mortars from Gaza into southern Israel, and then it will stop. Or we will have the situation that we faced over the last couple of months with these marches on our borders or these arson attacks, and then the marches will stop. Now it looks like they are posturing towards Iran and trying to show off their abilities and their might. And I think that this could coincide with Iran's presence in Syria and them trying to draw Israel into some kind of conflagration from the northern side of the country. So it looks like their strategy of not wanting to draw Israel into a full-blown war is very, very sadly coming to an end.
Terrible news. And if you look at what's happening in the region, you know, you've got what's happening with Syria, you've got what's happening in the, and that's in the north, and then in the south you've got what's happening with Gaza. This is not positive for Israel at all. To be fighting
it's
on
not
two
positive
fronts.
For Israel. However, we, you know, I think we've learned from our past mistakes, and we are on a very, very high level of alert. We are anticipating that anything could happen. I mean, even in the city of Modi'in, where I live, we've got an Iron Dome battery. We are prepared for any kind of scenario. And you're right; it's not positive, but we are prepared. We are prepared for any situation.
All right, let's move on, Rolene, because to sit and worry about it is not doing anybody any good.
Exactly.
Yeah. The United Nations has refused to urge Hamas into releasing captives. Are these the three captives, the three Israeli citizens?
There are the three Israeli citizens, as well as the remains of fallen soldiers Hadar Golden and Oron Shaul. And there was a resolution condemning Israel's actions against Palestinians that was approved on Tuesday by the UN Economic and Social Council. But Israel introduced a one-line text into this resolution. And then the one-liner actually said, and I'll read it to you as it was written, for the immediate release of the civilians civilians and soldiers being held in Gaza by Hamas. And the resolution, which passed 45-2, made no reference to any of the violence perpetrated by Hamas or any of the jihadist groups against Israel. And in fact, only 5 countries voted in favor of the Israeli amendment on Hamas. And this was the US, Canada, Colombia, very, very surprisingly, Colombia, Mexico, and Uruguay. And what is very, very concerning is that 18 countries opposed the call to free Israeli captives. That's very, very concerning indeed. And 23 countries abstained, including all EU member states on the council, which actually shows a positive move if they're starting to abstain from these very, very all-encompassing condemnations of Israel. And one of those countries was the Czech Republic. The Czech Republic, a great friend to Israel. Very surprisingly, was Ireland. Ireland, not so great a friend to Israel.
Rolene, unfortunately, we are completely out of time. That is where we leave it today. I'm so sorry, but I do wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and hopefully soon we will be having a L'chaim together.
Amen to that. And Shabbat Shalom, but also happy Tu B'Av, everybody.
Oh, happy Tu B'Av, yes.
Yes, so indeed. Feel the love and all those wonderful things and have a wonderful weekend. I'm feeling the love for Luba and all our Christian supporters who marched so magnificently yesterday.
Amazing. Thank you, Ro. God bless. Shabbat
Thanks,
Shalom.
Guys.
Bye. God.